This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala couples the ibadah with the character in the Quran. So look at the Quran with a different lens from now on. I don't want you to be a parrot. Don't just mimic. Don't just read not knowing what it is. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. He says, ta'allamna al-ilma wal-amala ma'an. We learn knowledge and action together. So they used to memorize 10 ayat of the Quran. Then when they derive the ahkam, the rules and what the shari' says to do, what not to do. If'al la taf'al, anta fi hil, aw fi mubah. Do or don't in your permissible zone. He used to say, after we implement it, then we memorize another 10 ayat. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the salah, what did he say? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, the salah will ward off evil and transgression act. He did not say it's going to give you flexibility. No, no. He says, إِنَّ تَوْكِيد. Indeed, the salah will ward off evil. How does that work? Well, you don't come in this masjid and you pray dhuhr and say, my man, let's go pick up some girls between now and I'll come back, catch asr. We'll make it. And you don't come here to pray Maghrib, and you say, no, let's rob a bank, we'll make back to Isha. It doesn't. دَعْهُ إِنَّ صَلَاتَهُ سَتَنْهَا. Leave him. The salah will ward him off, even those that used to drink alcohol. And that's why when you receive the complaint, Shaykh, I don't feel it, man. I pray, but I don't have the khushu'ah. What do I have to do? Well, you don't get it, my man. The idea behind it is you have to understand what the taste is all about. What you're praying for, who you're standing in front of. How you prepare for it, and what do you get out of it, and when you leave, what do you ask for? So when Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ala says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, He's telling you, the salah is the ibadah. What is the fruit of the ibadah? He says, تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. A word of evil and transgression act. That means your ibadah, your acts of worship, the consequences and the proof that you are doing the right thing was actually in the consequences of what you did. If it doesn't ward off evil and transgression act, you were just doing exercises. You're coming here because your father says, if you don't come to the masjid, no fruit for you, man. No soup for you, dude. You're off the inheritance list. No, you don't get it. Let's go to another one. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. Why? تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Take among the wealth, and some of the scholars say this is خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. This is the zakah. Take the wealth. Why? It purifies them. From what? The illness of greed. The illness of the heart. The illness of hoarding. Of being miser. Being stingy. And that's why the brothers were talking to you this afternoon. They were telling you about to give. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. And Allah says not just purify you. It will multiply it for you. You know what tazkiyah is about? Not just tazkiyah to nafs, tazkiyah to al-mal. What does zakah mean? Believe it or not, most people got it wrong. They think that I'm going to say, oh my God, I'm losing money, man. No, no, no. Tazkiyah, habibi, is multiply it. It purifies it and multiplies it for you. Why do you think that people who give and keep giving? Because they've seen it. The more you give, the more you get. It's amazing, Shaykh. Because you're never going to be more generous than Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The treasure is infinite. تُخُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Take the wealth, the zakah, is to purify you. To tell you that فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. That is the zakah. حَقْ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. No ma'loom is sadaqah. So he's talking about zakah and sadaqah. To give because it comes from Allah and there's haqq, there's rights in it. Purifies you. Again, zakah is the ibadah. Purifies you from illness of the greed and the heart and the miser and all of that is the fruit of the ibadah. It's linked again. They're together. Soon enough, you'll be fighting, whether it's moon sighting or moon fighting. So we have to prepare you before Ramadan. So when you hear the ayah all the time, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَاي شَيْخ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So siyam is what? Directly involved and linked to taqwa. How? You see, if you don't eat and drink in front of people, and you go home, you close all the doors, and the only door you open is the door of the fridge, do you have taqwa? No. So you're conscious that Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyala can see you, can hear you. Muraqaba, muhasaba, is the supervision is there, accountability is there. Not just fasting. And that's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you know what? Some of the people would be fasting. What did he get? Hunger, thirst, deprived of sleep. That's it. But when you really get it, that you know that you don't need a boss over your head to do your job. And you will only know taqwa, and we'll talk about it one shot inshallah. You only know when you have taqwa when you're all alone. That's exactly what siyam teaches you. So you understand the ibadah has a lot to do with the akhlaq. If you've been to Hajj, finally, may Allah accept from you. If you haven't, may Allah grant you an invitation, ya Rab, ameen. And you know if you've been to Hajj, I don't need to explain to you. You know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. When you go to perform Hajj, Allah says لا رفث. This control of the whims and desires, internal and external. The limbs, whims and desires. Not even beginning of an intimate, nothing, no. I'm here for a reason. Not here to play around. ولا فسوق. You know what? فسقت الحبة أي خرجت من الغلاف. لغة. When it comes to linguistics, when the seed comes out of the cover, that's called fusuq. But shar'i, kharaja an ta'atillah. Islamically, when you come to the jurisprudence, we're talking about you to come out of the disobedience of Allah. That is called fusuq, fisq. So when you go to Hajj, not beginning of anything, not even start. No fusuq, don't come out of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala jidal, that is the most difficult part. Don't quarrel. Don't even talk about how much money did you spend. Same agent. But you came from the, how much? Don't talk about it. When the person promises you, you're going to have breakfast, lunch and dinner, buffet, open buffet. And he's not even there. And he promises you 5 stars and 7 diamonds and all that. Only stars you count is the stars when you lay on your back in Muzdalifah. And you want to choke somebody, you can't do that. Control. It teaches you. When the people go around, step on your foot and knock you and push you and try to get all of that stuff. No. Akhlaq. In the part where you're really very difficult to maintain it. So you understand now where the dilemma is. And that's why Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Man sabaqaka fil akhlaq, sabaqaka fil deen. The one that is better in the akhlaq, in the character, in the demeanor, in the behavior, he's surely a better Muslim than you. I don't care how long your beard is. I don't care how short your thobe is. I don't care how many miswak you have in your pocket. Wallahi, according to the ayat in the hadith, you're not a good Muslim. La wallahi. Maybe Muslim by name. A hand-me-down Muslim, a cultural Muslim, but a true believer will heed to the Quran and Sunnah. Know that your behavior is all about, and I'll tell you what the orange theory is all about. You know, if you have an orange, if you squeeze it really hard, you will not get mango lassi out of it. You will get orange juice out of it. So when you squeeze really hard, you will see your true color. So, remember who you are. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiyalah to make us among those of the speech and follow the rest of it. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لكم وأستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, let's take it home. So you're asking me to do this, man, how can I attain it and why? Well, let me tell you why first, so you'll understand how important this is. We all want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We actually would have given anything just to live with him or defend him or put the hand in front of a sword like that lady, that woman that did, and preceded part of her to the Jannah. We would have loved to hear Quran from him, listen to him, defended him. We're doing our best to defend his honor 1400 years ago now. Like the masjid is doing, may Allah bless them for the effort that they're trying to do, the documentary that we're doing it. You would have loved to just be in Medina, walk in his footsteps. You would do anything to die in Medina. You cry when you leave Medina. You would give anything just to see him in a ru'ya, in a vision. You would do anything to be resurrected with him. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him to allow him to intercede for you. But could you imagine being with him in Jannah? Allahu Akbar. Well, the hadith stated, Inna ahabbakum ilayya wa aqrabakum ilayya yawm al-qiyamah. What did he say? As-sawwam al-qawwam al-taqiy al-naqiy al-sakhiy al-jawad. The most beloved to my heart and close to me in the hereafter. Which one, man? The praise during the night and fast during the day and gives his money away and all of that stuff? No. No ibadah was mentioned. The akhlaq was the one that mentioned. It said, ahasinukum akhlaqa. The best of you in character. Let me give you another proof. When the hadith that was mentioned, imra'ah, kanat tu'raf. She was famous, but where? In Medina. You understand if you're famous among the people? Because why? She used to do a lot of siyam, a lot of salah, a lot of sadaqah. But what does the hadith say? وَلَكِنْ كَانَتْ تُؤْذِي جِيرَانِهَا. But she used to harm her neighbors. Did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say it's okay? She used to do lots of qiyam and siyam and sadaqah. No, he says, one narration says, لَا خَيْرَ فِيهَا, and the other narration says, هِيَ فِي النَّارِ. Why? She's in the hellfire. After all that list is given, yes. Because she didn't taste it. She didn't act accordingly. Remember, you're just doing exercises. You're not walking the talk. It's just a lip service again? No, we can't. It's impossible. Everybody's watching us as Muslims. Now understand, he says, the other narration says, but she used to just do, he says, here for Jannah. The opposite is true. Of course, not eternally, because she still says, La ilaha illallah, the scholar says, not eternal. It's just to purify her. Now, what exactly do I have to tell you? You have some homework today, especially for the brothers. We'll leave you with the homework, inshallah. And understanding that the akhlaq is the heaviest thing on the scale, by the way, on Judgment Day. Because it's exactly who you truly are. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best of you, khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli. The best of you, the best to his family. Some of the scholars say, if you really want to know who you are, again, ask your mother, ask your father, ask your spouse, and ask your children. These four are direct contact with you. Because you can fool people outside. You can come in this masjid, pray 5 times a day. Congregation, first line. You could be a hafiz, you could memorize the Quran, you could be the muezzin, you could be the imam. In the masjid, mashallah, tabarakallah, you act like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, mashallah. At home, you act like Abu Jahl, wal'iyadu billahi rabbil alameen. Understand, I know some of the brothers are smiling because I know it's true. I know some of these brothers, and wallahi la ubarri'u nafsi. We're not speaking from a high horse, wallahi, Shaykh. This poor slave of Allah, scared, just like you. Because we cannot tell people to do something and don't do it. And we can't tell people don't do it and we do it. So it becomes more a burden for this poor slave of Allah than anybody else. So your homework for today. Because Sara bi ahlihi, in that narration, he used to walk with his wife. So let's take that, muqayyad, not mutlaq. We'll take that restricted, not general, but we'll take it as specific. When you go home today, brothers, I want you to buy some flowers for your wife. But if she passes out and says, who are you and what have you done with my husband? That's bad news. But if she looks at you and smiles, gives you a hug, make dua for me. By now, you should know her favorite chocolate. So not just flowers. Some chocolate and a poem. And don't go to Hallmark, buy and get the easy way out. Buy a card? No, no, no. I want you to speak from the heart. You tell her how much you love her. Like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to declare it to the world. I ruziqtu hubbaha. I was blessed by her love. And that's how to start. By yourself first. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. Protect yourself and your family from the hellfire. That's how you start, brothers and sisters, inshallah. The feeling is mutual for both of you, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiula to grant us the best of akhlaq, the best of character, and walk in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So people can want to become a Muslim because of us, not to want to stay away from Islam because of us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiula as He gathers here today, to gather us with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and walk in His footsteps after a long, healthy, righteous life. Ameen. Wa akhda'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'een. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the way, he used to make dua, the best of character, the best of the creation. He used to make this dua. Allahumma, O Allah, grant me the best of character. La yahdi ila ahsaniya illa ant. O Allah, mahdini ila husnul khuluq. The best of character, that by the testimony of Allah, he used to make dua, a supplication. O Allah, grant me the best of character. Do you believe it? And he says, O Allah, a'udhu bika, I seek protection in you. To grant, to keep me away from that evil character, the ill character. No one will protect me from the illness of that character except of you. You understand, brothers? And that's why we're doing this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Ameen. Wa akhdamu alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Wa salamu alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana laka alhamdu kam bala jalali wa jika adhim wa sultanik. Allahumma salli wa sallam fil awalina wal akhirina min alamin. Allahumma ansur islam wa izzal muslimin. Wa ali bi fadlika kalimatahi al-haqq wa al-deen. Wa adhilla shirka al-mushrikeen. A'da'ak a'da'a al-deen. Awqa'a al-kafirina fil kafirina. Wa awqa'a al-zalimina fil zalimina. Wa akhrijna min bainihim salimin. Allahumma ahfadna bil islam qa'imin. Wa ahfadna bil islam qa'adin. Wa ahfadna bil islam raqidin. ولا تشمد بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعافنا وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحمنا وارحم موتانا ومبتلى المسلمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على آله وصحبه والتابعين أقول ما تسمعون فما كان فيه من صواب فمن الرحمن وكان فيه من خطر من الإنسان فمني من الشيطان والله ورسوله منه براء وأعوذ بالله أن أذكركم به وأنساه وأقم الصلاة